This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. It's a Monday edition of AMI at the Movies, and we're happy to be joined by film reviewer Kim Thistle, who's going to share her thoughts on the documentary Britney vs. Spears, which you can currently find on Netflix. And of course, Kim joins us from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Hey, Kim, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. I don't know if you can see my Halloween pumpkin in the back. I wanted to dress up today, but some people say that it's a bit early.
No. We're inside the two-week zone. It's officially time to get into the spooky season. No doubt about that. Hey, Kim, we know that Britney Spears has been in the news quite a bit over the course of the last year. I mean, over the last 20 years, if we're being really honest. But what aspect of Britney Spears' life do we get to learn about in this film?
Well, okay. So that's interesting. So I want to say right off the top, like, Britney Spears is not interviewed in this film, but it's about her conservatorship. Let's see if I said that right.
But you got it. You got it.
I have to break that down. Between her and her father. So she's contesting it. And just to give a brief overview, a conservatorship is done when it's felt that someone is not able to look after themselves, like for their food, their health, their shelter, their clothing. So because I surmise that because she has had mental health issues, and her father and her family, and they felt that she was not able to take care of herself, and it was a danger, and that being manipulated by others. However, I think the manipulation actually went the other way. So the conservatorship is on her person and her estate. So, I mean, every decision was made for her. I mean, this is a grown woman. She was 26 years old when this conservatorship was put in place. She didn't even have a chance to, you had 5 days to contest it. That wasn't even permitted to her. So it brings up some questions of, you know, why did this happen and how did it happen?
You mentioned that Britney herself was not interviewed in this documentary, but who are the people behind it?
Well, behind it, it was done by a director, Aaron Lee Kerr, and journalist, who's an executive producer, Jenny Elizu. Now, Elizu, she had wrote an article about Britney, I want to say, years before this movie they decided to do. And Rolling Stone, but they were originally focusing on media presence of Britney Spears and her artistry and, you know, what an icon she is. But then when they started exploring and getting their facts together or getting their information, they realized there's something about this conservatorship that's, you know, wasn't exactly above board, or why did this happen the way that it did?
So I'm curious, as they had maybe a little bit of that pivot in what they wanted to do and accomplish with the documentary, how do you think that impacted the presentation? Was there a bit of a mishmash, or did they manage to put together a pretty understandable narrative?
Well, I guess because for me, I'm watching it and I'm writing my notes and I'm trying to keep track and everything. So part of me felt like they started off with a bang. You know, you get all these voices overlaying saying, you know, she was a good worker and she lost control of her life and all this. But then it, you know, starts off with a bang. But I felt like, geez, okay, I'm trying to follow this and that. Now, they did, you know, have pictures there and they put the dates and they tell you. But, you know, it was a lot to it. We're being, you know, she's not interviewed. And those who are interviewed are former assistant, a geriatric psychiatrist who may and may not have diagnosed Britney Spears. I mean, he doesn't disclose that. There's former lawyers, former managers, former boyfriends. So these are the people that are being interviewed. And then they take from court documents and you know, maybe a recording that Britney had left to her lawyer, that type of thing. So it's not direct from the horse's mouth, per se, or her father's.
So along those lines, Kim, we know how passionate the hashtag Free Britney movement was and how broad that conversation became. Would you say the documentary had some balance to it?
In a sense, like when I'm watching it, I was thinking, oh my gosh, okay, this is, you know, at first I wasn't really interested, to tell you the truth, because I mean, I got not following celebrity lifestyles. I mean, I got my own life, I got my own stuff to look after, right? So, but in this, and now that I reflect and I look back, I said, oh my God, like, they took every right away from this young girl who, you know, to say that she was diagnosed, like, listen to this, like, dementia. A geriatric psychiatrist says that she has dementia. I mean, she's 26 years old. Yes, she has mental health issues, and she's being, where we're assuming, being treated. But to take everything, like, she can't even have a credit card and can't drive her own car. She's being threatened if she doesn't behave or work, and that she, her children would be taken away from her. And I really believe, that's just my personal thing, that her, she wanted, not toe the line, but she had contested the conservatorship, but she kept getting overthrown about that. But her father would threaten her that she wouldn't get to see her kid. Now, this is a woman who made two CD. She did Las Vegas residency. She was able to do the X Factor, did a world tour, wrote those CD, choreographed it, and everything, and yet she's not able to have a credit card or decide who she's going to hang out with.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, ultimately, that's what it boils down to here, right?
Right.
We can talk about the importance of a conservatorship for sometimes the self-interest and safety of someone. But if somebody is really having those kinds of struggles, should the people running the conservatorship be like, yep, time to go on a 2-year world tour, because that's going to be great for your mental health?
Yeah, and they had control over all their money, too. And part of that was, you know, making decisions, and they could set up their own business. And I say they, that was her father, and there was a court-appointed lawyer. But it was, you know, odd things happening. And I did not realize about the Free Britney movement, because, you know, I'm just getting into it now and doing extra research. And I actually read this morning, I typed in Britney Spears, and up pops this, 3 hours ago, she wrote on Instagram, and she had her Christmas tree up, and she said, you know, I'm getting used to this, being able to make my own decisions, and I'm a little bit scared. I hope I don't make any mistakes. And, you know, it was so wrong what had happened. And if I ever speak, you know, they had basically, in a sense, watch out type of thing. But I mean, she genuinely, you know, wants to do the right thing. And here she puts up a Christmas tree now in October. She said, just because she can, and getting the keys to her car. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah,
the Free Britney movement. You're right. They're very, a lot of supporters, and you see that in the video.
Well, you know, if 2 weeks is too early for pumpkins, I'd say 2 months is too early for Christmas trees. But again, you know what? Be you. Live your best life. Kim, how was the audio description in this one?
Started off like when, you know, they don't tell us it's Britney. It says a blonde woman, you know, at a large concert venue, thousands of people, and the lights are on, and a blonde woman is walking up the stairs, and she turns around and smiles, and that type of thing. So there's not a whole lot to be described. I guess they do tell us when she's in concert, and the voiceover, it says, you know, who's speaking, and it describes the paparazzi. I mean, that is phenomenal when you watch that. Young woman, that woman can't even, when she could drive, can't even go down the road without swarmed by paparazzi. So that type of thing. But it's a lot more of a talking. Does that make sense? There's not a lot to be described.
Mm-hmm. Talking heads.
They did tell us what we needed to know.
Excellent. Hey, Kim, very quickly here, out of 10, how do you rate it?
I'm not going to go. I find that so hard to give a number. And for me, a stay or go or watch or turn on your Netflix or, you know, Not that I dislike Britney Spears, but I never followed her. And I think anybody that truly is interested in her and you know, likes her music and all that would find this an interesting topic. For me, it's eye-opening in a sense that I did not realize the extent of the conservatorship. I've only seen headlines, didn't really understand it. Okay, that's her life and stuff. But it makes me angry now that after I got this story. So I think, you know, if you're interested in this type of thing, understanding how conservatorship work, there's several documentaries out now. There's on another streaming platform, too. So I think that, you know, they disclose things that this one, it seemed to be, give us surprises, like that she has dementia. I mean, my gosh, she's 26 years old. A geriatric psychiatrist says this. So, I mean, makes you wonder. Like, I'm dealing with this with my mother, who's 81. And, you know, she's not able to pay her bills, but a 26-year-old. So I think if you're interested in that type of thing in real life, check it out.
Kim, thank you for this review. We always appreciate hearing your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.